So today I'm going to reflect on the debate that I participated yesterday for the March for Lives movement. And this was a movement that was held at UWC East, and it was called UWC with Parkland. And the debate topic was, is there a responsibility on UWC students to abstain from using products that have explicit ties to the NRA or gun manufacturing companies in general? And I was in the four team, so I was arguing that there is a responsibility for on UWC students to abstain from buying those products. And this debate, so my teacher, Ms. Wilson, asked me to join this, and I'm really grateful that she asked me to do this because it was such a great opportunity for me to actually do some research and to actually understand the some several scopes of the issue, the gun debate that's going on right now. And although I knew that NRA, since I've been following the news, I knew that NRA plays a significant role in how the youth activism is one of the focal point of this debate. However, actually knowing the number, for example, the number of the amount of donation that NRA is getting from their corporate partners, or how they have actually been interfering with the U.S. U.S. politicians, and watching some videos, clips, and reading some articles on it, it really made me think more critically about this issue, and really understand more about the gun control debate. And I also was able to acknowledge further about the difficulty of changing the gun policies in the U.S., given that a lot of politicians are receiving money from NRA, and how there's always a big company that is manipulating the government itself. And as a global politics student, it was a really great opportunity for me to discuss about this issue, not only because it's such a global issue right now, but also because the fact that organization like NRA or some other big companies, businesses, has been able to take control of governments represents how non-state actors has been rising to power, and it represents the significance of economic power. So I found that very, very interesting, since this also portrays globalization, which is our unit one topic. And seeing this as a CAS experience, I thought that this demonstrates many learning outcomes. For example, I was able to demonstrate learning outcome 6, which is demonstrate engagement with issues of global significance. And this CAS experience explicitly expresses this learning outcome, because the gun control debate is what has been gathering international recognition, and a lot of people has been debating this. And as a UWC student, I think it was very important for me to actually understand and to argue for one side of the debate. And since this was a group debate, I understood how collaboration is key also when debating, because there needs to be several roles taken by different people, for example, the opening statement by this person, and then argument by this person, rebuttal by this person, and so on. And this also depends on that person's what that person can do best out of all those positions. And for me, I did argument because I knew that I am better at providing arguments with statistics and evidence to make the argument more reliable and credible, whereas I'm not really good at rebuttal because I knew that I'll maybe be a bit redundant or not clear when asking questions. So that's why we separated the roles and thus demonstrated both learning outcome 1 and learning outcome 5. So one is identifying your own strength and develop areas for personal growth. And 5 is demonstrate the skills and recognize the benefits of working collaboratively. So overall, this CAS experience has made me recognize so many interpretations of the issue today and made me consider the impact that I as an individual can make, as well as how this gun control debate may also relate to the UWC movement. But overall, it was a really good opportunity for me to engage in global significance.